We played Monster Hunter Stories Twisted Reflection.
Sure did.
And we are here to share our big first impressions of the game. This is a game that we were both super hyped about when we saw this in the partner showcase. This was the opener, I believe. No, this is the only game that I really remembered and was excited for. So yeah, I finally got our hands on it, which was so exciting.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons we were excited for this reveal is that we played the series a little bit, and it always felt like it had a lot of potential to be something bigger than it was in its original incarnations. I mean, this is a game that started, a series that started on the 3DS, and
right.
The next one was on the Nintendo Switch, but you always felt like, all right, this is something that started as a handheld series. So there was kind of a cap on like the aspirations of like how far they could take the idea.
Right.
So I think, again, like just knowing like, oh, okay, we're on, you know, current hardware, we're on the Switch 2. It feels like there's a lot more they can do here.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the first impressions I had playing Monster Hunter Stories is that it's sort of like a spinoff to the main, like the Monster Hunter mainline stuff that Capcom does that we're both really big fans of as well. And because it was on a handheld, it always kind of felt like a smaller piece, a smaller side thing for Monster Hunter. But I think this is the first time playing Twisted Reflection on Switch 2 is when I felt like, okay, Monster Hunter Stories is no longer the side thing. It is like a proper big main experience. It's different than mainline Monster Hunter. You're doing something different, but the game just feels so much grander, and it feels like now it's like level with sort of the mainline Monster Hunter series.
Yeah, and if you didn't know, this is a JRPG series. And the thing that's kind of different from the main Monster Hunter series, that's typically a human hunting down a monster. In this case, like you are fighting monsters, but you actually have monsters on your side as well that kind of build out your party that you can interact with and have all these bonds with. So it's an interesting wrinkle on the Monster Hunter formula. And I think it's smart because, you know, I think Capcom just recognizes, all right, this world that we've created, all the conceits of it, just has a lot of appeal points, and maybe the gameplay of the Monster Hunter series isn't going to click with literally everybody. So let's see what other types of games we can spin out of this. So I think it's a really smart idea on their side. And I think people are going to really like this game.
Yeah, I agree. I think like sometimes maybe, you know, sort of the main Monster Hunter games might feel a little bit intimidating. It is a bit of a crunchier experience. A bit more involved in terms of the little details. This one is more focused on the storyline and, you know, you're sort of partnering with your monster pals, which is just a really fun idea to expand the universe of Monster Hunter. So, yeah, we really love Monster Hunter Stories. I think we both played plenty of Monster Hunter Stories game. I've played pretty much all of them, I think.
You played the first one then?
I played the first one, yes. And I actually recently, because there is a Switch collection for Monster Hunter Stories that released last year, so I actually went back and replayed some of those as well. And they still look really, really nice on Switch. And yeah, if you've never played Monster Hunter Stories before, there is a few that you can get into right now as you prepare for Twisted Reflection to come out. But be ready to be like wowed, because playing some of these original Monster Hunter games, you definitely will see that is really built for a handheld experience, and this one is definitely a much grander experience, is
yeah,
what we're saying.
So in terms of the demo of what we saw of Monster Hunter Stories 3, we got to go to Capcom's office, and they were showing what I presume is going to be playable at Tokyo Game Show. This was about a 20-minute demo that they had. They had it playable on PS5 and Switch 2. Obviously, we went straight for the Switch 2. We got to see it in handheld mode. They did not have it up on a television. So that's kind of the full demo experience that we had with the game.
Yeah. We played the entire demo in handheld mode on Switch 2. I thought it looked really beautiful. I think the art style of this particular Monster Hunter Stories really speaks to me. It has sort of this kind of almost like Studio Ghibli, like kind of this kind of anime feel characters and world. So I really liked that, and it looked really pretty on Switch 2. The demo, they did kind of throw a lot of things at you in the demo. I think we both were like, whoa, there's a lot of like we played this game before, and there was still like quite a lot of things that they're teaching you in terms of combat, in terms of how you're traversing with the monsters, what you're doing with the world map, how the story is unfolding. There's plenty of cutscenes in this demo as well. So you're learning and meeting characters. So there was quite a lot packed into this 20 minutes, I thought.
Yeah, there's a very extensive combat tutorial that they make you do right at the beginning, and that could probably have been scaled down a little bit, but I think they're trying to make the point of, you know, we're starting where the last Monster Hunter Stories games, and we've kind of built out the battle system even more, so there's just a lot going on there. I wouldn't say that by the end of the demo I had completely grasped every single detail of it, but I think that's good that there's a lot of complexity to it. This is not like, you know, one of those JRPGs where you can just mindlessly bash your way through it. Like, there is kind of a rock, paper, scissors element to even just the basic attacks, choosing what kind of a monster you want to come in to help you out. You can do attacks on your own. You can do attacks with your monster. There's big attacks that you can do with your whole party. They have all of the Monster Hunter weapons that you can get. So in this demo, I think we had a great sword. There was a hammer. There was a bow and arrow. There was all of that. So even, you know, just based on that in this demo, it's like, wow, there's a lot of different ways to mix and match what you're doing in the battle system.
Yeah, a lot of different depth options in the battle system, and just a lot that you can do with switching between weapons. And, you know, again, I really like the part of the battle system I like the most, I think, is the partnered attacks that you get to do with your monster. So the monsters in this game, like you were saying, they're not like, You're fighting monsters as well, but you do have these monsters that are on your side and that are, you know, kind of like your partner. And they're not passive. They're very active in battle. They can do all sorts of different attacks. You can like mount them and do attacks together. So there's just a lot of depth that I think is created with the battle system. And it's pretty complex. So I think definitely going to be a bit of a learning curve. And I don't think I also felt like, yeah, I totally understand every, you know, aspect of this at the end of the demo, but I'm excited to dig into it more and learn more of the strategy and, really like understand it, you know, once I get to spend more time with this game. But I like that it was very complex and very involved.
Yeah. And, you know, just building on what you were saying at the beginning, the game looks amazing. Like, I kind of put it as like a combination of, you know, Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom meets Xenoblade meets like the current Fire Emblem, like the new Fire Emblem that we just saw in that Nintendo Direct. It's kind of like a mashup of all of those. Just looks very distinct, looks very clean. The world that you're in just looks very large and grand. And that was the thing that kind of excited me the most, was there seems to be a lot of opportunities for exploration in large. I don't know. I wouldn't say that this game is completely an open world, because eventually you do go into kind of tighter dungeons where you clearly have a path that you need to go down. But there is a large world that seems like you can explore somewhat freely. They had some examples of that in the trailer that they just put out in the Capcom showcase leading up to TGS. So that's definitely something they couldn't do before in these games, is have a really grand and large world. And for me, that's something that's one of the most exciting things that they can finally do.
Yeah, I think one part of the demo that really gave me that sense of like bigness and that idea of, oh wow, exploration that wasn't possible before in Monster Hunter Stories is you get to an area where you can sort of look through this periscope. And it lets you sort of pan around the area that you're in. You get this really beautiful, as a Vista King, you get a really beautiful vista view of sort of the world that you're in. And you can kind of, through the periscope, like mark different things you would like to explore. And that was just a really eye-opening part of the demo where I was like, oh, wow, this entire area is explorable. And you can sort of, you know, see how big it is and how much of it you can kind of, you know, just find your way through with your monster. And yeah, that part of it just really like you know, gave me that sense of like, oh, this is really different than the handheld experiences.
The other thing that I really liked, and this was something they had a little bit of in the first two games, but they seem to be going a lot further in, is the interactions that you can have with your monster. So there was an example where, like, you needed to rescue this, I think it was like, what's he called? One of those pig creatures. Poogies.
You forgot what a poogie was called? How dare you?
I won't forget again. But they were like trapped in a tree. It's like, oh no, you got to go help the poogie. And it's like, I was riding the Rathalos at the time. And it's like, well, that one's not going to be able to get up to top. You have to switch over to this other monster. I think it was, the Zenogre?
Yeah.
And that one is able to like climb up a tree, yeah, like a cat, and then jump over and rescue it. So that's just an example of like some of the interactions. Something else I really liked is you could just jump off of something, and like if you're on the Rathalos, you could just kind of hover along. The Zenogre also had this kind of like flying squirrel wingsuit sort of thing. And you know what that reminded me of? In a game that we both loved earlier this year, Split Fiction has a great area where it's you and a dragon. And we were like, gosh, like this is a really fun stretch of this game. Like, why don't more people make a game where it's a human and a dragon and they're both doing the things that are unique to them? This is obviously different. This is a role-playing game, but it did give me that same kind of feeling of,
yeah,
what can the two of us combine to do? And there was a lot of possibilities.
Yeah, you do get like kind of attached to your monster. You know, like immediately you're like, oh, this is like my monster. Like I want to be with this monster, and I know it's going to help me, and I'm going to be responsible for it as well. Yeah, the traversal stuff with the monster is really cool, really snappy. Like the switching between the monsters, it just like very quickly you can pull up this radio menu and it just, you can just, you know, circle through to the one that you need for whatever traversal thing that you're doing. So super slick and snappy kind of switching between, and you can do it in battle too. You can switch between your monsters in battle and then bring out the Zenogre if like the monster that you're fighting or whoever you're fighting is like weak to that type of attack or whatever. So a lot of options in terms of like your partnered monsters and how you can interact with them, which again, I really like that because it just gives you like a different sense of what you're doing with monsters that's different from like traditional Monster Hunter games.
And again, in the main hub world, there were some hints at that. So like right at the beginning, you're kind of on this precipice and the castle is like across this big body of water and you could see these like updrafts coming out of that. And there was a cutscene that played right as we got there and then it transported you to the castle. But it's like, I'll bet they're going to have you fly across those at some point. And again, going back to that, that's really exciting.
Yeah.
The story of the first two games, I'll be honest, I don't remember super well.
It's but really good.
Just kind of the way they're setting it up in this game did have a bit of a Fire Emblem feel to it where it's like, you know, yes, there's this bigger conflict, but we want to focus on like the personal impacts that it is having on, you know, these people or these groups that they are a part of that I think has a lot of potential.
Yeah, the stories in Monster Hunter Stories, because the title is Monster Hunter Stories, is quite a big focus of the games. And I always found the stories to be like very well done, very full, you know, fully realized. Especially the one on Switch. I really liked that setup. The story setup for that was like really dramatic. And you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm totally just engaged in, you know, what the story is going to start to unfold. And I felt this that way for this one as well. We're still getting to know the characters, but you do get to meet a fair amount of characters just right in the beginning of the game. And you can tell that they are all going to have like very, you know, fully fledged out storylines and personalities and backstories and motivations. You can just tell that like all these characters are going to be really deep, and I'm looking forward to like getting to know all of them. So yeah, I do like how story is truly like a focus for these games. The combat, of course, the traversal, the exploration is all really well done, but the story is definitely, you know, one of the main things that you come to the series for as well.
And I think a question that a lot of people are going to have is, okay, well, how did this game run on the Switch 2? And this is actually our footage that we're showing here of, yes. of us playing the game in handheld mode. So you can kind of get a sense of it from that. And, you know, as we always say, we are not Digital Foundry. So, you know, there's kind of a limit to how technical we can get in our breakdown of it. But I think maybe the best thing that I could say is, like, there weren't any glaring issues that were, like, yeah. getting in the way of me playing the game. Again, we're only playing it in handheld mode, so we don't know what this thing looks like in TV mode. I imagine it could only get better from what we saw, but the frame rate seemed good. You know, the quality of the images looked great, so I didn't have any issues with what was going on visually.
Yeah, I played the entire demo and did not have, like, a moment where I was like, oh, that was weird, or that doesn't look quite right. You know, everything seemed to have be running very well, and the game looked really beautiful in handheld mode. So, yeah, excited to see what it looks like docked as well. But I think our experience playing in handheld mode was definitely very positive in terms of how it was running on Switch 2.
As far as, you know, looking towards the future, and this game is coming out, it's actually not that long. It's coming out in March of next year. So it's not, like, that far off that you might think. I think a question that I have, and you know, we can find more next time we get a chance to play it, is we talked about the battle system being a bit on the complex side. Like, over time, is that something that you're going to come to appreciate? Because I think one of the reasons I actually fell off of Monster Hunter Stories 2 at some point, I think the battles just began to stack up and be a bit too much for me, where I was like, you know, some of these I'd like to either avoid or get through a little bit more quickly. So I am curious how they're tuning the battles in this game to, yes, give you a lot of complexity that they can really pay off in big, like, boss battles, which we got to do in this demo. But just as far as, like, you know, the moment-to-moment battles, like, not make those drag on for too long. I think something that helps is there's no random encounters. Like, you can see all of the enemies there. They even showed, like, all right, you have a move. You have, like, a roar that you can do that will clear out the enemies. So I think that's nice. If it's like, there's enemies here, I don't want to deal with them right now, just make them go away. I appreciated that. Mm-hmm. So that is the one question that I have about this game that I didn't get a definitive answer from.
Yeah, I think that's kind of one of the trappings of a lot of JRPGs, is, like, they want to give you this really deep experience, but sometimes it kind of borders on, like, tedious. I didn't find, excuse me, that it was tedious in this demo that I played, but, you know, if you're doing 80 hours, 100 hours of this, does it start to get a little bit too much? Or is there ways to kind of, you know, trim that experience a little bit so that you're only doing these, like, really deep, long battles for the monsters that are, like, kind of worth fighting, or you know, the battles that are worth fighting. So that's something to be seen. You know, also the other parts of it is, you know, love to understand, like, how big this world really is, because I think exploration is truly the one thing that I'm probably most excited for as well. Just having that moment where you're, like, seeing the overview of the world, it looks so exciting. I just want to kind of understand, like, what is it exactly that we're going to be able to explore? How open is it? What is the exploration balance between, you know, how is that balance between the battles and the other things that you're doing in this game?
So I guess to close, I'll ask you, you know, whether you think, just based off what we saw, is this game shaping up to be able to elevate Monster Hunter Stories, which I'd say, I think everybody would agree, was not, like, an A-list RPG franchise before. It was, like, you know, a step or two below the Final Fantasies, the Dragon Quest, the Xenoblades of the world. Like, with this new entry, do you think it can get into that echelon of JRPG?
I think so. I think from what I played, it definitely feels like this pretty major step up for the series. And it feels like, you know, like we were saying in the beginning, the potential was always there and it just needed to be fully realized on hardware that was able to run it, and kind of like the ideas that were always kind of being worked on just needed a place to go. And now I feel like it finally has that place to go. So I think if we keep going down this path and we keep seeing all the positive things that we saw this time, it can absolutely become one of the A-list RPG franchises.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's possible. Obviously, they have a lot of great source material of just the Monster Hunter world to pull from. And Capcom is just on this incredible roll where they're just cranking out amazing game after amazing game. And it's great for them to have more of a presence in the JRPG genre. And yeah, like they really do seem to have broken free of all of the limitations that they had with the last two games. And I think this game is going to surprise a lot of people. And I certainly don't blame anybody if they're like, yeah, you know, based on what I saw the first two games, this series is not for me. Like, I think this is a series that people will need to really take note of now.
Totally. And I think if you have never played a Monster Hunter Stories game before, this will be an incredible place for you to start, because it's definitely something that's shaping up to be just an amazing experience. So, yeah, we loved it. We're excited to see more. Very exciting that this game is coming out pretty soon, like you said, in March. And, you know, if Capcom gives us the opportunity to play it again, we'll definitely do that and share that with you guys again. But we really enjoyed our time with Monster Hunter Stories. All right. We are going to wrap this video up and we'll see you later.
Bye. Bye-bye.